Letter to America. Pardon for the lack of inviting you. We were left with few letters. In your home, we were cast as rugs, sometimes on walls, though we were almost always on floors. We served you as a table, a lamp, a mirror, a toy. If anything, we made you laugh. In your kitchen, we became another pan. Even now, as a shadow, you use us. You fear us. You yell at us. You hate us. You shoot us. You mourn us. You deny us. And despite everything, we continue being us. America, understand once and for all, we are the insides of your body. Our faces reflect your future.
Good evening, comrades. You are now in tune to WGXC's Poet Radio program. My name is Chris. This is the January 2021 edition of the program, and the featured artist on tonight's program, returning to my archives from California years, is Francisco X. Alarcón, who sadly passed away 5 years ago this month. We opened up with a poem of Francisco's, Letter to America, which is taken from the We Magazine issue 14 CD. And Francisco and I were good friends. We were neighbors on Jesse Street in Santa Cruz. And when I met him, he was a professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz. We collaborated on a couple of publishing projects and a few recording projects, which you will hear this evening. He is author of many books of poems and was a very important Chicano poet. In one of the volumes he published while we were in Santa Cruz, it's called De Amor Oscuro, Dark Love. It was published in several different styles by Moving Parts Press and Felicia Rice. And at that time, I was lucky to be able to travel a bit with Francisco. And one idea we had was that we would record him reading the book with another UCSC teacher, Elba Sanchez. They came to our studio on Lincoln Street and recorded this sequentially, alternating voices. And we'll continue the program with that right now.
Ay, voz secreta del amor oscuro. Ay, balido sin lana, ay, herida. Ay, aguja sin hiel, camelia hundida. Ay, corriente sin mar, ciudad sin muro.
One. There has never been a sun for this love. Like a crazed flower, it buds in the dark. It's at once a crown of thorns and a garland of spring around the temples. A fire, a wound, the bitterest fruit, but also a breeze and water source, a bite to the soul, your breath, a tree trunk and the current, your chest. Make me walk over turbid waters, be the axe that breaks this lock, the dew that weeps from trees. If I become mute kissing your thighs, it's that my heart is eagerly searching your flesh for a new dawning.
Uno. Para este amor nunca ha habido sol. Como loca flor en oscuro brota, es a la vez corona de espinas y guirnalda de primavera en la sien. Fuego, herida y amarguísimo fruto, pero también brisa y manantial. Una mordida al alma tu aliento, un tronco en la corriente tu pecho. Hazme caminar sobre el agua turbia, celacha que rompa este candado, el rocío que haga llorar los árboles. Si mudo quedo al besar tus muslos, es que mi corazón con afán busca entre tu carne un nuevo amanecer. Dos. Tus brazos desarmaron mi tristeza. Bastó que se extendieran como ramas de olmo por la noche para que luego salieran las estrellas en el techo. Ya no estamos en el macizo piso de una sala de apartamentos pobre, ni forma nuestra cama dos colchas encimadas, ni nos cubren cobijas. Estamos abrazados a la tierra cálida. La noche nos arrulla descubierta. Muy cerca canta un río. Yo sigo tu voz como quien sigue una antorcha en lo oscuro del monte. Lejos todos duermen en sus alcobas.
Two. Your arms disarmed my sorrow. By stretching like boughs of elm in the night, they made stars shine on the ceiling. We are no longer on the hard floor of a poor apartment's living room, nor do two quilts form our bed, nor do we hide beneath covers. We are embracing on the warm earth. The night lulls us uncovered. Very nearby, a river sings. I follow your voice as one follows a torch in the dark mountainside. Far off, all are asleep in their bedrooms. Three. Your voice is the lush murmur of an oasis. I've been so thirsty so long, I've forgotten the taste of words, cool, tender, flowing from a spring. I listen, open the doors, the windows of my being without reserve, so that all my corners can enjoy the health of your voice like fresh air. I am the shore that hoards your water. My fields flourish simply at your sound. You bring the freshness of humid moss. Here you have me, dead with silence, lest I interrupt when you say, "Hey, Lazarus, rise and walk."
Tres. Tu voz es un murmullo verde de oasis. Yo he tenido tanta sed tanto tiempo que ya no sé qué saben las palabras frescas, amorosas, de manantial. Te escucho. Abro las puertas, las ventanas de mi ser de par en par, sin reservas, para que todos mis rincones gocen la salud de tu voz como del aire. Yo soy la orilla que atesora tu agua. Mis campos reverdecen con solo oírte. Tú traes la ternura del musgo húmedo. Aquí me tienes muerto de silencio, para no interrumpirte cuando digas, Lázaro, levántate y camina. 4. Tus manos son dos martillos que clavan y desclavan alegres la mañana. Tiernos puños desdoblados de tierra, dulces pencas de plátanos pequeños. Tus manos huelen a las zarzamoras que cosechas en los campos que roban tu sudor a $2 el bote. Son duras, tibias, jóvenes y sabias. Asadones que traen pan a las mesas, oscuras piedras que al chocar dan luz, gozo, sostén, ancla del mundo entero. Yo las venero como relicarios, porque como gaviotas anidadas me consuelan, me alegran, me defienden.
4. Your hands are two hammers that joyfully nail down and pry up the morning. Tender fists that unfold from earth. Sweet bunches of small bananas. Your hands smell of the blackberries you harvest in the field that steal your sweat at $2 a bucket. They are hard, warm, young and wise. Hoes that bring bread to the tables, dark stones that give light when struck, pleasure, support, anchor of the world. I worship them as reliquaries, because like nesting seagulls, they console, delight, defend me. 5. Touching your shoulders blindly, I touched the cornerstone of every structure in the universe. There, my boat ran aground. There, my hands and my heels sank. The walls of my Jericho fell at your feet like river sand. And there, our army surrendered with a kiss before the first shot was fired. That was how our truce was sealed, though I lost forever my calm, letting my roofs burn free, Night became day, and I was filled with ashes, recalling your chest as one more wall of sorrow.
Cinco. En tus hombros inverto que la piedra angular de todas las construcciones del universo. Ahí encalló mi barca, ahí se hundieron mis manos y talones. Las murallas de mi jericoja cayeron ante tus pies como arena del río. Ahí nuestros ejércitos se rindieron con un beso antes del primer disparo. Así quedó sellada nuestra tregua, pero perdí para siempre la paz al dejar que mis techos se incendiaran. La noche se hizo día y yo me llené de cenizas memoriando tu pecho como un muro más de lamentaciones. Seis. Al dormir te vuelves un continente.
Largo, misterioso, sin descubrir.
Tus piernas cordilleras apartadas.
Van circundando valles y cañadas.
La noche se resbala por tus párpados.
Tu respirar, vaivén de olas de mar.
En la cama te extiendes mansamente como un delfín alojado en la playa.
Tu boca... Boca de volcán saciado, leño perfumado.
¿En qué fuego ardes?
Estás tan cerca y a la vez tan lejos.
Mientras duermes como lirio a mi lado.
Yo me deshago, invoco a la luna.
Ahora soy el perro guardián de tu sueño.
Six. Asleep. You become a continent, long, mysterious, undiscovered. The mountain ranges of your legs encircle valleys and ravines. Night slips past your eyelids, your breath, the swaying of the sea. You stretch out so tenderly on the bed, like a dolphin beached on a shore. Your mouth, the mouth of a resting volcano. Oh, fragrant timber, what fire burns you? You are so near, and yet so far, as you doze like a lily at my side. I undo myself and invoke the moon. Now I am this dog watching over your sleep. Seven. I like to walk beside you, stepping on your shadow along the way, letting your steps mark my steps, follow you like a boat being towed, fitting my feet in the footprints you leave like a puma on the sand. I want to be the towel that dries you, the one you spread to get some sun. How lucky, the belt that gets to hug your waist, the crucifix that hangs from a chain on your chest. What a joy to arrive every day as a comb and smell the morning in your hair, but rather than comb, uncomb you.
Siete, me gusta caminar junto a tu lado, ir pisando en el malecón tu sombra. Dejar que tus pasos marquen mis pasos, seguirte como barco remolcado, ajustando mis pies en las huellas que como puma dejas en la playa. Quiero ser la toalla con que te secas, donde te extiendes a tomar el sol. ¡Qué suerte la del cinturón que abraza tu cintura! La del Cristo que cuelga de una cadena entre tus pectorales. ¡Qué alegría llegar como peine diario a oler la mañana en tus cabellos! Y en vez de peinarte, despeinarte. 8. Me diste una canasta de manzanas tan dulces como tu dulce mirada, que al morder comenzaron a quejarse por los sacos que ha cargado tu espalda, por las escalerillas que has subido tratando de piscar las más hermosas, las que brillan en las ramas más altas de los manzanos al fin del verano.
Las manzanas son como tus canciones, están llenas de agua, mañana y sol, frescas como la risa en tu garganta, jugosas, olorosas, enojadas, claman. Somos del sudor de la frente y de las manos que nos cosecharon.
Eight. You gave me a basket of apples, sweet as the sweetness of your gaze. As I bit them, they began to complain about the sacks your back has handled and the ladders you've climbed, trying to pick the most beautiful. Those shining on the highest branches of the apple trees at summer's end. The apples are like your songs, filled with water, morning and sun, cool as the laughter in your throat. Juicy, fragrant, pissed, they clamor. We belong to those sweating foreheads, those hands that picked and gathered us. Nine. I woke sad and silent, overcast. And though it isn't raining, the ache of a hurricane whirls inside me, water overflowing my roofs. I toss the sky and day at this torrent. The bars of this cage drip blood of a crazed bird. What wings could lift such a heavy heart? The shouts, prayers, insults, and sobs within the walls of this madhouse would cease if only you'd call. I haven't seen you. You haven't called in days. I am on the gallows. The phone is becoming my somber guillotine.
Nueve. Amanecí mudo y triste, sin sol. Y aunque en esta temporada no llueva, yo lluevo por dentro, un dolor ciclón. Llevo inundadas hasta las azoteas. A la torrente arrojo cielo y día. Las barras de esta jaula escurren sangre de pájaro enloquecido. ¿Qué alas pueden con tan pesado corazón? Hay gritos, rezos, injurias, lloriqueos tras los postigos de este manicomio que una llamada tuya cerraría. Hace días que no te veo ni tú me hablas. Estoy en un cadalso. Comienzo a ver como guillotina gris al teléfono.
10. There are two courses in this world, to see yourself one day in the mirror or never see your true self-image. To see yourself is to live, not seeing yourself is death, you tell me. Look at me, I am more than my look, more than a passing smile on the street, more than piled horizons. The one who looks at you is more than the one you look at. Seeing myself in you, I discover who I am. I want you to see yourself likewise in me, looking at me, see yourself looking at you. Look at me, for I see myself in you. Look at me, for you are my mirror. Look at me, I want to be yours.
10. Dos caminos hay en el mundo.
El verse un día en un espejo.
O el nunca llegar a verse de veras.
Verse es vivir.
No verse, estar muerto, me aleccionas.
Mírame, yo soy más que mi mirada.
Más que una sonrisa en plena calle.
Más que todos los horizontes juntos.
El que te mira es más que ese que miras.
Al verme en ti, descubro lo que soy.
Así quiero que tú te veas en mí.
Que al mirarme, te mires mirándote.
Mírame, que me estoy mirando en ti.
Mírame, que tú eres espejo mío.
Mírame, que yo quiero ser el tuyo. 11. Desde que te conocí en el camino, ya no soy el mismo, ya no soy el ciego que se tropieza con su propia sombra, ya no soy el sordo que no oye el paisaje. Para seguirte ligero he tirado mi cruz, he despedido a los violines que siempre me tocaban melodramas. Ya no ando, corro con los pies descalzos. Desde que escuché el rumor de tu voz, Las demás palabras se me hacen huecas, inútiles, estorbosas, hechizas. Por eso ya no quiero escribir poemas, sino vivirlos contigo, que sean brasas de un fuego fuera del lenguaje.
11. Since I met you on the road, I am no longer the same. A blind man no more, tripping on his own shadow. I am no longer deaf to landscapes. To follow you swiftly, I've tossed aside my cross, rid myself of those violins, always playing soap opera tunes. I no longer walk. I run barefoot ever since I heard the rumor of your voice. All other words ring hollow to me, useless, cumbersome, bewitching. That is why I no longer want to write poems, but live them with you. Embers blazing in a fire outside language. 12. Once again, I look out your window and the world looks oddly different. Maybe the fields have blossomed, or perhaps more stars have been born. Delirious waves caress my feet. Something new, unknown. Sunsets whisper also in my ear. Everywhere I find your odor, your shape. You are among all growth pines, in the fog along the coastal rocks, around the most somber of afternoons. Impossible to wipe away your joy from my eyes, from my sad mouth. You are the universe made flesh.
12. Por tu ventana me asomo otra vez al mundo que algo tiene diferente. Quizás hayan florecido los campos, o tal vez hayan nacido más estrellas. Las olas me acarician delirante los pies. Algo nuevo, desconocido, me susurran también los crepúsculos. En todo hallo tu aroma, tu figura. Tú estás entre los pinos milenarios, tras la neblina, en las peñas marinas, en medio de la tarde más sombría. Imposible borrar tu regocijo de mis ojos, de mi triste boca. Así eres, el universo hecho carne. 13. ¿En dónde te me has escapado, cuerpo?
¿En qué noche? ¿En qué esquina? ¿En qué atrio?
¿Por qué no me diste aviso o una nota?
Tanto me odias.
¿Así te he hecho sufrir?
A veces yo te sacaba a pasear.
Juntos íbamos al parque o a la playa.
¿No era ese tu antojo?
Tú te bañabas de gusto como niño.
¿No te acuerdas?
Ay, cuerpo mío, tan huérfano de amor.
Cómo me duele haberte negado tanto.
Ahora quisiera besarte hasta el hueso.
Te hallo caminando solo en la calle.
Llevas desamarrados los zapatos.
Ven, cuerpo.
Sí, te acepto. Ya no llores.
13. Oh, body, where have you fled from me? On what night? On what corner? In what hall? Why didn't you tell me or leave a note? Do you hate me? Have I made you suffer so? Some days I'd take you for a stroll. We'd go to the park or the beach. Wasn't that your joy? You'd play in the water like a child. Remember? Oh, body of mine, such an orphan of love. I'm haunted by everything I denied you. Now I'd like to kiss you to the bone. I find you walking alone on the street. Your shoes are untied. Come, body. Yes, I accept you. Stop crying. 14. How to console the loneliest man on earth. How to relive his pain. How to call through his bolted door and have one soul speak to his ear. Brother, The war is now over. All of us in the end emerged victors. Go forth and enjoy the liberated fields. Exploitation is a thing of the past. What to do when he returns wounded with barbed wire between his legs? How to face his eyes accusing? Brother, the world goes on the same. We, the poor, are still easy prey. Love, if it isn't from all, is just not enough.
14. ¿Cómo consolar al hombre más solo de la tierra? ¿Cómo aliviar su pena? ¿Cómo llamar a su puerta trancada y decirle al oído embocado de alma? Hermano, la guerra ya ha terminado. Todos por fin salimos vencedores. Sal, goza los campos liberados. La explotación es cosa del pasado. ¿Qué hacer cuando regrese mal herido? Con alambre de púas entre las piernas. ¿Cómo encarar sus ojos que denuncian? Hermano, el mundo sigue igual. Los pobres todavía somos presa fácil. El amor, si no es de todos, no basta.
That was Francisco X. Alarcón and Elba Sanchez reading De Amor Oscuro, 1991-1992 collection and recording made in Santa Cruz. I mentioned that Elba Sanchez was a teacher, but I should have also mentioned that she was a poet and also published a really important literary magazine at the time called Revista Mujeres. An earlier collaboration I was involved with Francisco involved his band, the Santa Cruz Rhythm Magics, Javier Muniz and Raul Rivera on percussions. And I'm going to be playing a number of songs they put together, poem songs they put together, and were recorded at a Wee Press release CD release party at the Cumbua Jazz Center in Santa Cruz in 1991. And in this set, you'll hear Francisco reading some of his poems from Loma Prieta, Body in Flames, and Snake Poems. Francisco X. Alarcón and the Santa Cruz Rhythm Magics on WGXC.
No me aprieta, vámonos. Loma Prieta, ¿quién te mordió las chiches, madre?
Loma Prieta, Loma Prieta, Loma Prieta, Loma Prieta,
Loma Prieta, who dared to bite your nipples, mother? Loma Prieta, niña inquieta, cierre herida, loma viva.
Loma Prieta,
loma todo, loma nada, alma y pena, loma poema.
Loma Prieta,
fuerza viva, agua honda, hierba dueña, madre grande. Loma estrella, hola ballena mar, loma paloma abuela, ontas, ontas abuela.
Loma Prieta, 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 Loma Prieta.
Came together through the earthquake. And I think it's the power of Mother Earth.
You know, it really humbles you. You know, you're just very insignificant, you know, when you feel the power of the quake. And I think maybe it's the most magical event of my lifetime, you know? And I think we all felt the same energy. This next poem is dedicated to the downtown area, Memorial. And, you know, it's been a year and a half already, and maybe it's gonna take about 10 years, you know, to get it back. But I think it's in our mind. So this is a poem dedicated to the downtown area, to the Pacific Garden Mall Memorial. Heart attacks. Do buildings get scared too and try to run? Do steel frames get twisted out of pain? Do windows break because they can't cry? Do walls let themselves go just like that and lie on sidewalks waiting to be revived? Is this how all places, yes, is this how all places give birth to new places? Quick embraces. You know, the next poem is dedicated to you. And this is from the other side. You know, we always listen to earthquake, how we lost our China, how we lost, you know, our cars and so forth. Well, this is a poem that comes from the other side. And it's called Blessed the Day One. Blessed the Bay One. have idle fridges, microwave ovens, and TV sets. To never again run rivers inside plumbing. Would it make a difference to let cars rust? To walk around, yes, to walk around, ride bikes instead of freeways? Our belief is that the future is the past. Somehow, when I see myself in a mirror, I don't see myself. I see somebody else. You know? Somebody that lived many hundred years ago. You know? This society basically denies who I am. This poem is dedicated to our lovers. You know, you have a lover. And this comes, yeah, this comes, and that, you know, that night, when you were at the bottom of your house, covered by debris, and you asked your lover to come and rescue you. And you, what happened? Your lover did come, and she rescued you. This is called Víctima del sismo. That's a berimbau from Brazil. Amor mío, que tus manos me desentierren. Besos me revivan, que me remojen tus ojos, que me cubran tus caricias y tu vaho. Que mi pecho sienta el latido de tu corazón y tu furia. Que todavía muerda en la boca tu flor y tu esencia. Que muerto siga mirando, yes, que muerto siga murando tu flor y tu esencia. Y que quede así. Víctima
del terremoto, la pasión y el amor. If you happen to be of color, if you happen to be a working class, if you happen to be gay or lesbian in this country, you have no reflection whatsoever. So this poem is dedicated to all those people. It's called So Real. Everything has been so real. The chairs, the doors, so chair-like, so door-like. The sun has not skipped a single day. Nights have followed after days, and days have followed after nights. So daylight, so nightlight. Everything so real and so certain. Like my hands, your lips, and mine. So flesh-like, so blood-like. Everything. So really certain and so certainly real. Everything, even this voice that sometimes deep inside feels unself so uncertain, so unreal. And I went to school. Yes, I did go to school for many years. And I somehow feel that I'm still serving time in Santa Cruz. You know, but I went to Stanford University. And one day I went back home and my mother looked at me and said to me, Francisco, ¿qué te pasa? Le dije yo a mi mamá, ¿por qué, mamá? Es que estás perdiendo tu color. You're losing your color. And sure enough, when I was 13, 14 years old, I was very dark. So this poem is titled, I used to be much, much darker. Recién llovida, and dark was all I ever wanted. Dark tropical mountains, dark tender daring lips, dark tender lips. And I will sing dark, dream dark, talk only dark. Afternoons tirado como foca bajo el sol. You're already so dark, muy prieto, too indio. Song will lash at my happy darkness, but I could only smile back. Now I'm not as dark as I was. Hace los años. Maybe I'm too far up north. Not enough sun,
not enough time. But anyway, up here, dark, it's only for the ashes. The stuff lonely nights are made of. Experiment. We haven't done this before. Actually, we hadn't really, really practiced until today. And we wanted to do, I have basically translated a collection of poetry that I called Snake Poems. What I wanted to do basically is go back in time, okay? Everything that I know tells me that I'm nothing, that I'm so what I wanted to do, I wanted to travel in time. I met a spirit many years ago, and that spirit told me, Francisco, you know, you are a seed. And that spirit guided me to different, you know, many years. And he basically guided me to a book that was written by Hernando Ruiz de Alarcón. He was SOB, you know, a Catholic priest, who translated a collection of magical Nahuatl spells. I have never done this. This was the first time. Basically, what I wanted to do is to, bring this to you. This is a magical spell written by an ancestor of mine in 1629. He was a Catholic priest. He was a motherfucker, okay? I hated him. But then I learned something from him. The only reason why he did this, to transcribe the magical Nahuatl spells, and he did the only time that you will have in Nahuatl magical spells in the original language in Nahuatl, this is the Aztec language, 4 million Indians speak Nahuatl today, because he wanted to do something. Now, after many months, after 3 years of fighting with him, of closing my door and saying, you know what, I hate you. Let me read you a poem that I dedicated to my ancestor, who translated the collection. And I'm going to read a poem that has, I think, the basis of the Nahuatl tradition, you know, that is about 400 years old. This is a poem that I dedicate to Hernando Ruiz Alarcón, who lived from 1587 to 1646. I'm gonna read it first in Spanish, and actually have a little candle there in the back, because I want him to be here, and he will be here to listen in Spanish. Hernando Ruiz Alarcón, eras tú el que buscabas, Hernando, hurgando en los rincones de las casas semillas empolvadas de Uluki. Eras tú al que engañabas y aprendías. Eras tú el que preguntaba y respondía, donde quiera mirabas moros con trinchete. Y ante tanto dolor, tanta muerte, un conquistador conquistado fuiste. Sacerdote, soñador, cruz parlante, condenando te salvaste al transcribir acaso sin saber el cielo. Yo soy el de tu cepa, el de tu sueño, este sensontle del monte, tu mañana. It was you were looking for, Hernando, searching every house corner from some dusty seeds of Oluluiki. It was you whom you tricked and apprehended. It was you who both questioned and responded. Everywhere you saw Moors with long knives. And in front of so much sorrow, so much death, You became a conquered conqueror. Priest, dreamer, speaking crowds, condemning, you saved yourself by transcribing, maybe without even knowing, the heavens. I am from your dream, this sentimental bird in the wilderness. I am your tomorrow. So I want to read you this. I think it's the collection is titled Snake Poems. My intention is not to write poems. I don't care about poems. My intention is to bring back the old tradition. I am a medium for Hernando Ruiz de Alarcón, who wrote this in 1659. And he tortured the Indians. He tortured Martin de Luna, Petronila Quetzalcoatl. He tortured Magdalena Prado. And I, as a person, can now, in 1991, go back and bring their voice. I want to read you the poem that I think describes the Nahuatl tradition. And that poem has one phrase that I want you to remember today. And that poem says, Nomaka Nehuatl. And that is the most empowering phrase that I have encountered. That means you yourself. It's the abracadabra of the Nahuatl tradition. You are the reflection of the universe. You are everything that has happened, and everything that will happen. I'm going to read this magical spell that has to do with corn. We go back to corn. And so this poem says, Nomaka Nehuatl, I myself. Órale, vámonos. Macaski, Tlachihualwian, Noeleti, Tonacasihuatu. No macanehuatu, Tlachihualwian, Tlategutli, no macanehuatu, Tlachihualwian. No macanehuatu, Niño Chomoco, Nispatonal. No macanehuatu, Tlachihualwian, Tlatenotl. No macanehuatu, Tlachihualwian, Tlatecutli. No macanehuatu, no macanehuatu.
Tlachihualwian, no macanehuatu, Tlachihualwian, no eleti, tonacasihuatu. Francisco X. Alarcón and the Santa Cruz Rhythmagics, recorded in Santa Cruz in 1991. And I'm glad to be able to play this material for you. I noticed there aren't a lot of recordings of Francisco out online. That's my duty here at Poet Radio in January 2021 edition. We'll finish with another recording from the We Magazine CD.
Allá no hablo, canto, arpa se vuelve mi corazón. Allá no miro, pinto, hojas le salen a mis manos. Allá soy pez, pájaro, fruta y río. Soy sierra verde, estela y sol. Aquí solo soy. Ay, hay una voz que clama entre el cemento. De arriba, de abajo, de un lado, de otro, de otro.